Drive south of Scenic on BIA Highway 27 and you'll find Thunder Valley. You won't have to look hard. After you've driven about half an hour through Pine Ridge's grasslands and hills, Thunder Valley stands out. You'll first notice a cluster of very tall houses, some finished, some not. Then you'll see a large apartment complex and community center, both still under construction, and a small red barn and administration building. This is a model community designed to show the possibilities when a group of dedicated people think beyond the conventional to make a good life. In some ways, Thunder Valley seems alive. There are people working on the exterior of the apartment complex and a lot of cars parked outside the administration building. But there's also a ghost town aspect to it. This town seems deserted, but not because residents have left or died out. It's because they have yet to arrive. Willie White is the communications director for Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation. He offers a walking tour backed by the noises of construction and the daytime traffic on Highway 27.
And then we have our construction company that was started within our social enterprise initiative called Tikaga Construction. They are building the next 14 homes, and so in total we'll have 21 on the property.
Are these single-family homes here?
Yes, yeah.
Yep. Those are really big.
Mm-hmm. There are 6 3-bedrooms and 1 4-bedroom. And they're all separated into what we call tioshbaes of 7 in a circle with an entrance to the east. So it's all based around community conversations that we had in terms of design and how it was set up. And it's really integrated into our culture. Because a lot of our entryways into sweat, into ceremony, are at the east where the sun rises.
Originally, you know, we got our start in ceremony.
Jennifer Irving is deputy director of Thunder Valley CDC. She says this development seed was planted years ago during a conversation among traditional Oglala Lakota people.
One night we were sitting around getting ready to go into Inipi or Sweat Lodge. A lot of us were younger then, and we're talking about the things that we're lacking here on Pine Ridge, comparing ourselves to other reservations and other communities, and how come, you know, such and such city has this, how come such and such reservation over there, they have this type of housing, and they got these kind of enterprises and businesses, and this is what they do for their tribal members. And when we went into ceremony, we were really given a call to action, those participating in the ceremony, and saying, well, you know, what are you waiting for? If you want things to change, you want stuff to be different, you want a different pathway for your children and grandchildren and the generations to come, you have to build it.
Irving says that a Nipi conversation kicked off a few years of reservation-wide meetings and surveys, and then these activists acquired 34 acres of land. That's when ideology and philosophy became concrete.
There's no way to just talk about this huge vision and this beautiful mission and all the things that we wanted to do without creating the models and creating the examples right here. So when we talk about rebuilding the food system on Pine Ridge, we can't do that unless we model it too. So we can't talk about, you know, local access to fresh fruits and vegetables if we ourselves aren't providing that. When we talk about optimizing people's health through their living environment, we can't build, you know, crappy homes. We got to build, you know, sustainable homes and homes that people feel good in, homes that we know have good air quality.
Irving says CDC has to do more than just provide homes, but must make sure they're well built so buyers make a good investment and can afford to pay their utilities. She says the project also models possibilities for a very rural area.
So oftentimes some of our partners will even say, like, well, if I can build on Pine Ridge and I can build this out here, I can build anywhere.
When you talk with employees at Thunder Valley, you'll hear mention of a lot of initiatives. One of them involves food sovereignty, growing produce and raising livestock. So far, they have no cattle, horses, or pigs, and none planned at this time. But Willie White says they do have crops and chickens.
This right here is our demonstration farm. It's at 2.5 acres of just farmland. We grow a lot of different things. Right now, what we have is sunflowers. We had a hailstorm that came through and just wiped out everything except the sunflowers. But we have free-range chickens that graze in the paddock, about 411, I believe. And that is their where they live, right there in the chicken coop.
Is that red building?
Yep, the very big red.
That's a nice coop.
Yeah. and they're all egg-laying chickens, and so all of those eggs get pulled and washed and clean, and we are able to right now give those out to the community, but in the next couple of weeks they'll be on sale in stores.
White describes how the chickens benefit the crops.
The chickens are able to free graze, and it's through their, you know, their droppings and what they do out here that fertilizes the earth and for planting. And right now we have different things planted. You have hazelnut trees, choke cherries, stuff like that.
The chicken coop stands between the highway and the first set of seven homes, arranged in a horseshoe shape. Cradled in the space between them is open ground, intended to be whatever the residents agree it should be. A park, a lawn, a garden, a play area. Two of the houses are occupied, and a third family has nearly finished the process of buying another. Financing for these first seven homes is yet another of Thunder Valley's initiatives.
Through that program, they were able to build up their credit and then build up the opportunity to apply for a mortgage, which then help fund these homes. And so there is a self-help program where the homeowners could come in and do sweat equity as well on the homes. And so that was sort of that process. For the next 14 homes, we contracted them out, and so it's going to be, you know, your traditional fully built homes, and then put a sell sign in front so families can come in and buy them once they're complete.
Willie White leads the way into one of the finished but not yet occupied houses. We step into a thoroughly modern home with thoroughly trendy gray paint on the walls. The woodwork is painted white, and the brushed steel kitchen appliances are still covered with protective blue film.
Oh, that new house smell.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? This is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
So the entire home is completely airtight. I mean, that was really important part of the build to ensure like quality air inside the home. And so these are built to be well ventilated. So like if these doors are open and the windows are open, you have this really nice airflow that circulates through the whole home. You have laundry upstairs, huge attic space, of course the kitchen space, and then the mudroom, which is on this side.
Okay.
And then each home has a carport.
Light pours in from all sides, especially the south, where glass doors and windows dominate the wall in the living space. This is a three-bedroom unit with all bedrooms on the second floor.
Nice to have glass because it just lets more light mm-hmm. in.
That was part of the conversation with families, too, is they wanted more openness and open feel to it, and having more options for doorways as well was part of that conversation, too. So you notice there's like three entries to the home. And I mean, this just becomes a beautiful space for them to use in the summertime and mm-hmm. lets in a lot of light. And so that's actually intentional, too, facing these glass doors this way so that when the sun goes by, you have that solar heat coming in.
South windows, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep. And so that's what it is. Part of the whole plan is to save families money in that way, is especially, I mean, with solar, these homes are completely solar powered. So, and the floor underneath is concrete, so it's able to absorb the heat, retain it. And so these homes are really warm in the winter and really cool in the summer.
White is describing passive solar, the direct sunlight coming through windows offering heat, and the concrete floor is retaining it. There's also active solar with panels on the south roof. The mechanisms are in the attic, which explains why that third floor is so tall.
So this development will take 10 to 12 years to be at completion. We're in the first initial phases of it.
Jennifer Irving says when the Thunder Valley Planning Group got 34 acres of land, they first thought it should be filled with houses. That would help offset the Pine Ridge Reservation's need for at least 4,000 more homes to adequately house the residents. But community meetings and surveys showed that's not what the residents of the reservation wanted. Instead, they wanted sustainability and locally available goods and services and a place where children could feel safe.
The cool thing about community engagement is you hear from all kinds of people. So some of the most practical community engagement has come from our young people who said, like, these are all the reasons we go to Rapid. So some of it's like, we go to eat, we go to get our hair cut, we go to shop for shoes. Some of the girls in there said, we go and get our nails done, you know. So it was pretty interesting, like, okay. It was different than what I would have thought. And then, like, you also have people that are non-tribal members who get to participate in community engagement from time to time. And they said, like, when I come to the res, like, I want a good coffee shop. I want to be able to buy a book or buy something that is made by local artists.
And so the Thunder Valley developers came up with a new plan designed to offer something beyond housing and services for the people who live there. Irving says that new plan includes a grocery store and farmer's market, a retail strip by the highway, and life-enhancing amenities. She checks off the list of those.
A recreational green spine, so a place where kids can come play basketball, skateboard, playground, a community center that'll be finished later on this year. We have a 12-unit apartment building for folks who may not quite be ready to buy a home, but are looking to rent a space. And then on the south end of our 34 acres here, that'll come in the last kind of phases of this development. And there is where we'll see a school, powwow grounds, artist live workspace potentially, a museum potentially, nothing huge, of course, but small. The build out of some office spaces, some childcare spaces, just things that folks have told us along the way.
Jennifer Irving says community engagement is ongoing, and any part of the plan not yet built is a variable. She says Thunder Valley developers will continue to hear from tribal members, young people, the artists, and the critics. Their combined contribution will lead to a community that best serves the people who gather, work, and shop there, and that community will in turn draw families whose children will run, play, shout, and laugh, bringing new life to this place. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.